I'm with Souk Pabiel, who's the L&D manager at LBI in London. And Souk is a guest blogger at HRD. So I thought I'd ask you, Souk, what's been your highlights of HRD so far?
Thanks, Martin. So I think the highlights so far have been around getting exposed to what content they're choosing to share this year, and they've focused on four different themes. I couldn't tell you what they are off the top of my head, but it seems interesting that the topics that have been chosen are of interest, but they don't seem to explore or allow full exploration of certain things. So, for example, yesterday I went to one on how to engage Gen Y, and actually it focused more on the recruitment activities of how to get Gen Y into the business, as opposed to how has L&D had to change their delivery methods to meet the needs of Gen Y and future generations. And that's actually what I need to know. I need to know, am I doing the right things? Because I haven't learned I'm not doing the right things. So there just needs to be a... If we're going to talk about topics like that, or for example, like this afternoon I went to a session on how to develop and deploy internal coaches, which was fascinating, by one company who, Fujitsu, who really helped to explain what process they'd gone through to create that and to develop it and what you can do yourself. And I've now got some good ideas from that. And then there was another company who spoke, and they were from Kent County Council, and I had no sense of what they did. They were evangelical about being coaches, which is wonderful, and I applaud that, but it doesn't tell me how they've actually gone about doing it. So there needs to be some kind of vetting of the topics, or some kind of better conversation that says, when you present on these topics, this is what your audience needs to go away with.
And in terms of the social learning, social media tools, you're an active blogger, you use social media a lot, and there's been quite a big focus at this event on the social agenda. So, you know, what have you taken away from some of the sessions around that?
I think crucially around that is that there are still a lot of companies that just haven't even started that journey. And that just to me is absolutely fascinating, because I don't see why they haven't. So many people, I mean, you know, I don't know what the UK stats for Facebook are, but globally they're 800 million users, and that's just a ridiculous number. And you have to explode that when you think about all the other social channels there are as well. So individually, people are there and it's happening, but for whatever reasons there are around, companies are just not choosing to be part of that. And it just makes no sense to me. It's just, it's the way to communicate with people these days. Email has its place because it's what we use internally to send proper communication. But the social channels are just about having a different conversation, which we need to be part of. We can't let it just go by.
Now, fine, we've only got about 40 seconds left, so quick last bit of advice. What would you say to anyone that's wanting to get on the, you know, into the social space, use those tools very quickly?
I'd say choose one of the platforms and just go for it and do it. Just, that's the only way to learn. Just learn, sink or swim, basically. That's what you have to do.
Souk, thanks very much.
Cheers.